Hey everyone, it's Pastor Mike. Before we get to today's episode, I want to encourage you with another one of our podcasts that take you deeper into God's Word. After listening here, please check out Little Things with Amber L.B. Swenson. Amber's one of our bloggers and writers, and she's amazing at helping you navigate life's challenges by keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. Amber is a sister in Christ, really mature, really honest, really funny, a really good friend of mine, and I know she's going to encourage you with her message. Just search for Little Things wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
As culture, we are completely burned out. We see that in two areas of our life, and we're going to be talking about one of those this week. And we see it in our work, and we see it in our relationships, especially in work. But maybe this isn't you. Maybe all your things are great. You feel supported. It feels like your deadlines are being met. You don't feel overwhelmed. You have this separation between work and home. But chances are that's not you. 76%, get this, 76% of workers are experiencing the symptoms of burnout. And so what has happened, especially these last few years, people have decided, well, I'm going to move. I'm going to try a different job. And I cannot tell you how many people I know that have tried a different job or moved to a different city. But here's the deal. 70%, 7 out of 10, have gone to a new situation and it's not any better. So they have a new job. They have a new position, they have new coworkers, they have new managers, which is usually the reason people leave companies because they can't stand their manager. So all of this is new and probably new money, but it's not any better. That tells me it's not an environment issue, it's a here issue. The good news is this, the Bible has so much to say about what is going on in our heart. So where do we start? We're going to do it in two ways. Instead of just talking about all the negative things, we're going to talk about what does a Christian employee look like, one who is thriving and finding joy in their work. And it's a number of things. They find their identity in Christ, not in their work. They have enough margin that they can handle problems. They take care of themselves physically. They're growing and they're supported. We'll talk about each of those coming up. But I know you might be like, I can't do it. I am at the end. I am tapped out. My toothpaste is running on empty right now. I just can't. The last thing you want is some other list of things that you should be doing or not doing so you can feel more inadequate. Well, you're not alone. Truett Cathy, he is the founder of Chick-fil-A, had a famous phrase. He would say, how do you know who needs encouragement? He would say, if they are breathing. I'm guessing you're breathing, so let's get some encouragement. The prophet Jeremiah, you might not even know Jeremiah. I'm guessing you barely read the book of Jeremiah or his other book, Lamentations, which is literally complaints to God about his situation. But this is Jeremiah. He is left in Jerusalem as the prophet. All the best and brightest were shipped off to Babylon. And that's Daniel, like Daniel in the lion's den. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three men in the fiery furnace. And so I don't know what his first sermon is like. He's like, greetings, fellow C-minus students. But this is what he did. So he had to preach to the people. And he complains and he complains and he complains. And Lamentations is a book you would barely open because it's so depressing. But in the middle of it, we have hope. Lamentations chapter 3. 18 to 24. It's a little bit long, but listen closely. So I say, my splendor is gone, complaint, and all that I have hoped for from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering complaint, and bitterness and gall complaint. I remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. That's a here problem going on. Yet, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. And this is where I want you to find hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Because of Christ's sacrifice for you, you are not consumed. He has taken care of your greatest problem, no matter what is going on this week, no matter what is going on at work. He has taken care of your sin. He has made you right with him. You're adopted as his child. And tomorrow we get to learn again of his compassions because they're new every morning. Let's pray. Lord, today many of us just need encouragement in an overwhelming world where we're trying to find balance and too many things with too few hands. Remind us throughout this week and our work of your great love and show us again and again the compassion that are new every morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.